The first thing that we will want to do is learn the basic picking pattern for this. Now for this, I'm just taking a standard G chord. So that means that I have my third finger on the sixth string third fret, and that would be the third fret from the capo. And then I have my fourth finger on the first string third fret. The second finger can hold down the fifth string second fret, but we won't be needing it. So generally, whenever I'm playing a G chord, I'll just kill that fifth string because I won't be using it, and I sure don't want it competing with my sixth string for a good clean bass tone. The picking pattern with the right hand is the sixth and first strings together. So I'm using the thumb and the middle finger to do that. Then we'll have the third string, which the thumb will get, followed by the second string, which the index finger will play. So we have pinch, third, second. And then I go back and play the sixth again with the thumb, and then the first with the middle finger. So far I have pinch, third, second, six, first, and then the third string again with the thumb. Now this is the pattern that you will use for the G chord, for the E minor. When we get to the C chord though, we will have to move our thumb down to the fifth string. So what will happen with the C chord, we'll pinch the fifth and first, then third, second, fifth, first, third. So you can see that it's essentially the same pattern, except that the thumb is working off that fifth string. It still comes down to the third string like it's been doing, but for its bass note, it's using the fifth string. It will do this for the A7 chord, because the name of the chord is on the fifth string. It will also need this for the B minor 7 chord. Now work on that pattern with all the chords that you know, then come back here, and I will teach you the chords that will be in the song, and then we will start putting the song together.